Well, there's no doubt, yes, that the numbers are growing, and I think it's important to say growing from all communities, and you don't just have to be from an Irish nationalist background in Northern Ireland to be entitled to an Irish passport. And yes, we think those numbers justify a passport office somewhere in the north for practical reasons, and because it would demonstrate quite clearly the commitment to validating and protecting people's rights as Irish and as EU citizens.
And of course, were an office to be located perhaps in Derry, then it could also be used by people in Donegal. There's no reason why it has to be limited to people in Northern Ireland only.
Of course, we've had great synergies. If you just look at, for example, the Cancer Centre in the northwest, north, south, and sort of across the border on an east-west basis, and synergies are what we've been trying to do for years and what we should have been doing, and that's the sort of thing that unification could mean.
And in terms of those synergies you've referred to there, you are saying that in the face of Brexit, there needs to be more cooperation, there needs to be more joined up operations, there need to be more reaching across the border in both directions.
Well, Brexit is just a period of incredible change, and I suppose if we are to be organising some of the special status manifestations in whatever way they land, yes, I think a lot of people are looking north-south on a more determined basis than they have done before, and the fact is that all sorts of north-south cooperation has been allowed to wither on the vine for the last 10 years, where the Northern Executive didn't drive it, and should be about joining up services and joining up communities on a north-south basis rather than just binary votes on it.